Get your headsets ready. Ikuzo's unscripted podcast is going overtime.
Ikuzo.
Welcome everybody, and are you ready to go overtime? We have just a couple of hours before SmackDown kickoff, and this day is already total mayhem. LA Knight and AJ Styles brawling at press conference and everything. And we can't wait to see what will happen on SmackDown between the Tribal Chief, Final Boss, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and Seth freaking Rollins, and every other matchup we are eager to see tomorrow night and Sunday night in Pittsburgh, the Steel City. A city of bridges, city of glass, city where the world's most famous ketchup was made, Heinz. But tomorrow night and Sunday night won't be about many of those firsts. It will be about WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40, to be precise. WrestleMania XL, because it's truly going extra large this year. We are talking about 14 matches, totally amazing match card, dream matches happening, brother versus brother, then Tribal Chief versus the American Nightmare finishing the story, Logan Paul to steal the show once again, but let's go straight to the night one. So for the first match we're gonna predict and discuss, we have a Women's World Championship between Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. Becky is obviously trying to tap into her the man persona for some time. It's kind of cool, but it is still not working as much as it did back in the, was it 2018-19? Yeah, I mean, the gal was hotter than Stone Cold Steve Austin in the peak of attitude era. But on the other side, we have Rhea Ripley, and she's the fan base favorite, especially after doing Rikishi's stinky face on Ajax. We could see probable involvement from before mentioned Nia Jax in this matchup, and I think that Rhea will drop her championship in this match. I think that Becky has been aiming for one another big moment for months. And to be honest, she's hardworking. She's a workhorse. And she deserves one more chance. I mean, we got even worse. And I don't really understand why all those haters... surrounding Becky and his and hers. Sorry for his, because she's the man, ain't she? But I mean, she definitely did earn her title shot, and she definitely earned her WrestleMania championship match. And she loves to win on WrestleMania, and I think she will win on this one. And let's see what will happen next. But anyhow, we have the match that will probably steal the show on the match one on the night one of WrestleMania. We have undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match between Judgment Day as champions versus Do It Yourself versus The New Day versus SM Truth versus 8 Down Down versus New Catch Republic in six-pack leather match. So both plates will be hung above the ring, and as we saw in the news in last few days, the match will continue until both championships are taken from about the ring. So what will we most definitely see is the separation of this unified title from the last WrestleMania and months before that when the Usos united it. And I think it's about that damn time to do so, because we are more than we are around 1 year since we introduced new main championship, and we've been waiting since then to see what will happen with tag team championship. And it kind of in all those Bloodline and Cody Rhodes versus Lesnar, of course world championship, world heavyweight championship tournament and everything, like creative kind of forgot about it, this tag team division, which reached its peak with a storyline between Usos and Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And it's going downward since, especially with Street Profits also taken off from that main scene for the tag team division. But this will definitely be a good match, spectacular moments and everything. And I see, and I think I speak for all of us when I say that we want to see Awesome Truth take both titles, but most definitely they will take one home. And I think that one will be kept by Judgment Day as a way to protect them as a stable, Damien Priest as Money in the Bank holder, Finn Balor and everything, probably because even Rhea Ripley, I think, will lose her title. So it will give them still some relevancy in the main scene, holding the titles. And New Day is also interesting competitor in this matchup. I'm really glad they are back in this game, like they know to. And there are also speculation like one team will be taken out, so Dudley Boys will be able to join it. Also, A Town Down, Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, they have this kind of silly synergy between them, but and I kind of like what they are doing, but it can be much more better. And let's see where this road will take them. So my guess is Judgment Day keeps one set of titles and the Awesome Truth, at least for a day, captures another one. Because, I mean, R-Truth, look what he has done. He has come back for maybe a few episodes of Raw, and everybody liked it. He liked it. Judgment Day liked it. He stayed relevant. He stayed interesting. He reinvented his character. And the stuff he has done, oh my God, it was beautiful. So I hope we will have, and I mean, look at the guy. He's almost 50 if he's already not 50, and I think he is. I mean, he's doing truly amazing job, and look how he looks. He doesn't need DDP yoga and similar stuff. We also have Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio Santos Escobar. This is maybe the least interesting matchup of the both nights. Yeah, I mean, those luchadors, they're pretty amazing, but we are all again dragging into this Rey Mysterio and Dominik Sutherland, which should have ended on previous WrestleMania, and I don't know who has leverage here. Because Heath, Dominic has Santos as well, I don't know. I'm not pretty much fond of this match, so I would like for Rey Mysterio Dragon Lee to win, but I think this year Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar most certainly take the win with them. As well, we have the match will all been waiting for since the collapse of the Bloodline. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso, brother versus brother, twin versus twin, me versus me. Whew, what a build-up for this match. And I think that we maybe will see finally a Rikishi join this Bloodline storyline in some manner. I don't know, for interference or after the match or something. Jimmy has been a classical hater of Jay in this past few months. Jay and Yeet movement. Oh my God, it's so hot in WWE right now. It's beautiful to be WWE fans. I'm just thinking about these matchups and this card. It's like from the dreams, right? And we again have these family aspects in this bloodline story once again. And I think that we all know who will win this. And there's no doubt in Jey Uso winning. Probably Solo Sikoa will interfere into match. Maybe even Roman Reigns. I doubt it, but maybe. And we'll also have interference maybe from Sami Zayn to save Jey and similar. But I am eagerly awaiting to see this match. Possible show stealer. And what is interesting is to see what will happen with Jey's characters after this. What will happen with Jimmy. Especially if Jimmy loses, if Roman Reigns loses his championship on the next day, and you know, it will be happy to see how the aftermath of this bloodline storyline. We also have Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi versus Damage Control, consisting of Asuka, Dakota Kai, and Kairi Sane. So this is a welcome match for Jade Cargill. Everybody speculated, will she be in the ring or not, and everything. I think Naomi and Belair also, they overcome this friction and agreed to take the fight against the common enemy. So I think that we have the champions on one side, but I think that baby faces, especially Jade Cargill, need a win in this debut, Naomi after her return and everything. And I think that loss in this match will damage more Bianca, Jade especially, and Naomi than it would damage control. I see Jade Cargill for the pinfall on whichever of them three. Okay. Now, Intercontinental Championship. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn in underdog stories. It's phenomenal. It's always phenomenal. And Sami survived this six-man gauntlet on Raw. Turn his title shot. We have Chad Gable in this storyline also involved. Especially after his match with Gunther, this is something special here, you know. And they both are coming off with tremendous swing, you know. We have the longest reigning Intercontinental Championship as Gunther, and everybody thinks that Gunther will win, and Gunther will be the champion until the Bash in Berlin. But I actually think, and I would bet on Sami Zayn, because everybody loves good underdog story. Sami got compensation prize for his work on the WrestleMania when he and Kevin Owens took the titles from Usos, when he deserved the win over Roman Reigns. But I think that this man doesn't stop giving, and we need to give him a few gifts as well. So I cheer for Sami. And I cling to Sami for this prediction. I'm not certain of it, but I cling a little bit more for Sami than for Gunther, just to be different from the rest. And we have the main event of the night one matchup that has captivated the attention and interest of the whole internet, of all social medias, of all national televisions. And it's Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. It's probably one of the greatest and biggest matches in WrestleMania history. And there are many, many, many stories involved in all of this. Going back to 2013, going back... Oh, pardon.
Going back to the Seth Rollins betrayal of S.H.I.E.L.D., going back to The Rock and Roman Reigns on Royal Rumble when Roman won it, going back to Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns on previous WrestleMania, going back to Raw after Royal Rumble when Rock made appearance and to the press conference for the WrestleMania and everything it will be. But it will be, I mean, look what is Cody going through and set together with him with all through all those beating. It's like I know one guy sitting in his home and enjoying it, you know. And I mean, what a match it will be. Especially we have all those talks about how much The Rock is invested in this storyline. Look what he did on screen, and imagine the stuff he's doing off screen. And you can feel like the locker room is behaving different when The Rock is around, you know, and in positive way. I mean, because he has this overwhelming charisma, and I mean, look at the material, at the product we have. Look at the product we have on national television. Rock beating Cody Rhodes on for two rows consecutively, and beating him so much that kids around the U.S. thought he killed him. All those blood, all those carnage, and we barely saw Roman, which I didn't like, to be honest. And I doubt anybody liked the lack of Roman in this story, but every time he showed up, he made good segments. And Seth Rollins, he found himself in this mix. It's like this place was reserved for Brock Lesnar, you know, before everything. But, oh my God, if they win, and they will win, I mean, The Rock and Roman Reigns, the bloodline is free to interfere on the next day with the main event. And I see, but I will talk about the night two main event later. So I think that it would be interesting to see Roman lose on both nights, but I think there's no fucking way that will happen. And The Rock, the work he's been doing, like he's here for, he wasn't around since with the match since WrestleMania 32, formally when he fought Eric Rowan in 6 seconds, and this heel Rock, he truly reminded how special he was, and how special he makes everybody around him. So, with I mean, they will win. Simple as that. On the next night, night two of WrestleMania, and I need to speed up because this will be one of the longest, if not the longest, overtime that we ever recorded for the predictions. And we have the World Heavyweight Championship match between Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre. We have this interesting championship triangle between two of them and CM Punk with last Raw episode where they... where they exchanged some words, very interesting words, very captivating. It's a shame that that injury CM Punk suffered on the Royal Rumble, because we will obviously see Seth Rollins CM Punk match decade in the making. Drew McIntyre got lucky to be in this match, but you need to get lucky sometimes to show what you can do, because if you listen to my previous overtimes, every time I was disrespectful to Drew McIntyre, not acknowledging him, and he's doing pretty good job on the mic and in the ring for this build up for this match, and fans want to see Drew McIntyre win on the main stage, on the big scene once again. And I think Seth Rollins' reign has come to an end, and his losing streak on pay-per-views will probably continue once again. But yeah, I can see Drew McIntyre winning clean, but it will be interesting to see the role of CM Punk doing commentary and the role he will have in the match. Maybe even costing Drew McIntyre match. And then going to Backlash, CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. And then having CM Punk versus Seth Rollins as the main event of the SummerSlam. That's one of the possible scenarios I think we may see. We have a six-man tag team match between the Final Testament versus Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits. Street Profits are quietly dying on the SmackDown together in this table with Lashley. This will be interesting matches, especially after adding the Philadelphia Street Fight stipulation. It will be brutal. At least it will be fun to watch and everything. And irrelevant Finals Testament, if they win against Montez and guys and Angelo and Bobby, I think that that's just the next nail in their coffin. And they even we had these glimpses of Montez Ford as the solo performer and everything, and I think it would be too shame to rip off SmackDown Tag Team Division from the Street Profits on the main stage. We have also potential show stealer of the night two and whole WrestleMania. It's LA Knight versus AJ Styles. It's interesting. It's interesting to see AJ Styles as a heel always. It's interesting to see LA Knight, especially when The Rock is around, and you can see the differences and similarities between the two. But I mean the traditional build-up from Elimination Chamber and everything, but they got into the brawl on the press conference today and everything. They are not pulling punches. Obviously, it will be a show stealer, if I am to guess. And AJ Styles is kinda in a role that Chris Jericho was in his last run in WWE. And I see AJ Styles helping LA Knight genuinely rising to stardom and everything that follows it. We have United States Championship between Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens. I can't wait to take title away from Logan Paul and his genitalia. And we have this. I think. I mean, Logan Paul just says a name, I think, and gets a match with whoever he likes. And I don't blame him for that. Of course, he earned that with a couple of matches, which is rare in the industry because he's not trained athlete. He's semi-professional athlete. He was, but he was never a professional wrestler before he joined WWE around 1 year ago, and his WrestleMania match with Miz against Dominik and Rey Mysterio. That's 2 years, actually. He's here for 2 years. And he's given us some hell of a matches, especially with Roman Reigns and the Crown Jewel. It was... If I'm to choose between Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, because Kevin Owens also deserves this championship and he's truly good United States championship, but I think that fans want to see Randy Orton, especially after the long break, again as a champion and everything, and I think that we'll see Orton as the new United States champion. We also have notably women's championship match between Io Sky and Bayley. This match is like under the curtain, you know. Too much spotlight is on the other matches, and it's going. I mean, it's shame for Bayley because she finally got her moment in Royal Rumble. She finally won it. She's on WrestleMania. She doesn't have main event. She doesn't deserve main event. I can say that. But it's a shame to see all those planets aligning for this moment to happen, for this match to happen. And it's a matchup with the touch of personal, at least in storytelling. And it will be a commercial break for me, but for everybody who is as eagerly awaiting this match as I am, Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso, I wish for this match to be good, as everybody expects it to be. And if I am to hint at the winner, I will say that Bayley takes the win home. Oh my God, I am predicting all championship changes for WrestleMania, and there will be a lot of misses probably in these predictions, but we are finally getting to the main event of the night, to main event of the main events, to finish the storyline, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship for the second consecutive year. It's Reigns versus Rhodes at WrestleMania. And they had a hell of a match on previous WrestleMania, and they will probably have a hell of a match on this WrestleMania. And we can wait for spectacle. We don't know if Seth will betray Cody, or will Seth help Roman, or will Rock betray Roman, or will Roman betray Rock, or Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso will interfere. But this will be the end game, like we had the end game in the MCU after Infinity War. WrestleMania 39 was Avengers Infinity War. This is Avengers Endgame. I see all those various superstars over 4 years, maybe appearing, even Sami Zayn, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, maybe Randy Orton, LA Knight, a lot of guys. Sami Zayn, I don't know if I said Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, The Rock, Solo Sikoa. And it will be a brutal brawl. It will be a brutal match. We have Cody's mother and Cody's wife and Cody's daughter, probably, and his dog in the audience. It will probably be some segment will be where The Rock will break his bloody face in front of them, but that will happen on night one, sorry, but on night two, Cody Rhodes will finally finish his story, and I'm happy for that. Everybody is happy for that, but at the same time, this is a bittersweet moment, because the Roman's reign is coming to an end after 1,300 plus days. Rock is suddenly on the good terms with Reigns. Everybody happening with conceding main event to him, and everybody, they are cooking some really good shit here. And I can't wait, and I also don't want to see this story concludes. This, it will be interesting to see Roman Reigns without the title. It will be interesting to see what he will do after losing the title, of course, if that happens. But I don't want to accept that fact that it will happen, but it will happen. Or Vince has one more ace up his sleeve. Or Terra for destroying the throne. But, you know, it's a 2-year-long story in 4-year-long book. And finally, it's going to pay off. We all thought it will pay off on WrestleMania 39 against Cody. We thought it will pay off against Sami Zayn on Elimination Chamber. We thought it will pay off against Jey Uso. We thought it will pay off against Cesaro. Everybody forgot about those matches that happened, you know. And what year? The match, the story that redefined and reshaped and rebuilt professional wrestling and WWE. Everybody forgot about trending AEW and their records. And we are watching cinema. We were watching cinema, and I hope that will continue even after end of this Bloodline story, this saga. And I expect good wrestling, and I expect a lot of tears, a lot of joy this Saturday and this Sunday. That were my predictions for WrestleMania 40. Enjoy the show.
You are locked and loaded to make your bets, and stay tuned for more.